إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray then there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. In order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement, amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala tells us in Surah Maryam, as we continue where we left off the last couple of weeks, He says, Ta'ala, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبَنَاهُ نَجِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا Allah تبارك وتعالى in these short ayah He tells us of the story of Musa Musa ibn Imran عليه السلام Allah تبارك وتعالى gives us a shortened version of the story of Musa as there is no prophet mentioned in the Quran more often than Musa عليه السلام. Allah تبارك وتعالى as we've been reading in these ayah have mentioned the story of Zakaria and Yahya and Isa and his mother Maryam عليه السلام and Ibrahim and his son and his grandson Ishaq ويعقوب And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the story of Musa, the one who was sent to Fir'aun, alayhi la'anatullah. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us and mentioned in the book, referring to the Qur'an, and mentioned in the Qur'an is the story, the short story of Musa. Indeed, he was mukhlasan, or he was chosen and selected by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he was a messenger and a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this verse He shows us or He begins to show us the story of Musa the great prophet and messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the prophet of Bani Israel and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Musa was chosen and selected by Him tabarak wa ta'ala to be a prophet as even Musa alayhi salam didn't think that he was fit to carry that position but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whoever He pleases from amongst his creation to be prophets and messengers. And in one of the narrations or the recitations of the Quran, it reads Mukhlisan with a kasra. And this means that Musa was sincere, and that his worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was solely and purely for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Musa, his story is mentioned in the Quran, and he was sincere and truthful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he was chosen and selected to be a prophet and a messenger to carry the weight or the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to him, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made him the messenger to carry the revelation of the Torah, the book that the Muslims believe in, and the believers have believed in it from this time, and they will believe in it to Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes on to say, and we called him, and we called Musa when he was on the right of the mountain, and we drew him near to us to speak to him in private. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us that Musa alayhi salam, when he was at the mountain, and the mountain was on the right side of Musa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa and gave him the revelation without the means of an angel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the revelation to his prophets and messengers by means of the angels. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Musa directly, as Allah tells us, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke to Musa directly. And this is the virtue of Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him directly in private without the intercession of an angel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and we have given you from our mercy, we have granted to you from our mercy your brother Harun as a prophet. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua of Musa alayhi salam, as Musa said, وَجَعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي وَاشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Taha, where Musa is asking Allah, oh Allah, grant to me a wazir, a minister for my family, my brother Harun, and let him strengthen me, and let him share with me in this command, and this issue of being a prophet and a messenger to the people of Bani Israel. Here Musa asks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make his brother Harun a prophet and a messenger to go along with him to the most evil oppressor of that humanity has ever seen, Fir'aun, or the Pharaoh, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he says, وَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, and that Fir'aun, he says that I am your Lord the Most High, the most evil oppressor that humanity has seen. Musa asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make his brother Harun a messenger along with him, so that he can bring this message of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah, to Fir'aun. This is a short story of Musa alayhi salam in these few ayat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him along with the rest of the righteous and the people of Tawheed and Yaqeen, as we've been reading in the Surah to Maryam. We see from the virtues of this short story of Musa the virtues of being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our statements and in our worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We see from this short story of Musa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whoever he pleases from his creation to be prophets and messengers. And it's not for the people to believe in Musa and to disbelieve in Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not for the Christians to believe in Isa and to disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah chooses whoever he pleases, and it's for humanity to believe in the prophets and the messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayah shows us that he spoke to his creation Musa, Kalimullah alayhi salam, directly without an angel. And this shows that our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala speaks. And we see from this short story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Musa by sending his brother as a prophet along with him to Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't bless anyone else with the answering of their dua by asking Allah to make their brother a prophet or a messenger along with them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the story of Ismail. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. Allah تبارك وتعالى tells us and mentioned in the book, in the Quran, is Ismail. Ismail ibn Ibrahim Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was truthful to his promise, and he was a prophet and a messenger. And he used to enjoin upon his family and his people the salah and the zakat, and he was pleasing in the sight of his Lord. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the story of Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, who we were looking at his story last week, Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Ismail that lived in Mecca with his father Ibrahim, who built the Kaaba, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And remember when Ibrahim and Ismail built the foundation for the house, built the Kaaba, the Qibla that we face in Mecca when we make our salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, the prophet and messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ismail, this is the father of the Arabs. As Ismail married into the Arab tribe, and from his descendants came the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is Ismail, the one who was truthful to his promise. If he made his promise with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he was truthful to his promise to establish the salah properly for the sake of Allah, and to pay the zakat, give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the benefit of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's deen. And he was pleasing in the sight of Allah, that Allah was pleased with him because of his truthfulness and because of his sincerity and his worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and his statements and his deeds, that Allah was pleased with him. This is Ismail, and we benefit from this story, from this short story of Ismail, as he's mentioned in the Quran many times. We see the virtues of being truthful to our promise, that when we make a promise, not to break it. Whether our promise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the people pledge that they will give such and such of their wealth for the sake of Allah. Fulfill your promises to Allah. And when you promise the people, then don't break your promises to the people, as we see from the example of Ismail ibn Ibrahim alayhim as-salam. We see from this short story of Ismail that he used to command his family to make the salah and to pay the zakat. And we benefit that it's important for the heads of the households to command their family to establish the salah. Your wives and your children, it's upon you to command them to establish the salah and to set an example for them by establishing the salah. And it's upon the heads of the household to command their family to pay the zakat, to give their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their wives and their children. And we encourage and we show our children how to give our wealth fi sabilillah by giving them dollars, $10, $15, $20, and to tell them, give this fi sabilillah. We train our children by letting them see us put our money in the sadaqah box and giving our wealth fi sabilillah, as Ismail alayhi salam commanded his family to give the zakat. And we see that Ismail was beloved, or his Lord tabarak wa ta'ala was pleased with him. And this is an encouragement for us to be truthful and to be righteous in our statements and our deeds, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased with us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continues with the story of Idris, as Allah tells us, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, mentioned in the book is Idris. Indeed, he was a Siddiq, a Nabi. Indeed, he was truthful, and he was a prophet, and we raised him to a high place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the prophet Idris and shows that he was truthful, and that he was a truthful man, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the fourth heaven. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Mi'raj, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Lamma urija bi ila as-sama ataytu ala Idris fi as-sama ar-rabi'." Or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when I was raised up to the heavens, I came to Idris, to the Prophet Idris, when I was in the fourth heaven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him, and some of the ulama, they say that Allah raised him up while he was living, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is the Prophet Idris, and this is the mentioning of him in the book of Allah, and we benefit from being truthful as this Prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was truthful. And this is an encouragement for all of us men and women to be truthful as the Prophet Idris was truthful, and the Prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah raised him to a high place, and this is to increase us in our belief and the prophets and the messengers of Allah, and by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his might, that he does what he pleases and he raises his prophet up to a high station. These are some of the ayah from Surah Maryam and the mentioning of some of the prophets, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman by the mentioning of their stories. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues in Surah Maryam. But before we continue these ayat, it's appropriate to mention that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has established for us from his sunnah, and the Muslims have practiced this after him, that whoever recites this ayat, that it is recommended that he prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that those who listen to this ayah prostrate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is the statement of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا. Allah تبارك وتعالى, he tells us in this ayah, those mentioned are those that Allah has blessed from amongst his prophets, from the offspring of Adam, and from those that were carried along with Nuh, and from the offspring of Ibrahim and Israel, and from those who we have chosen and we have guided. And when the ayat of Ar-Rahman are recited to them, then they fall in prostration while they are crying. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah has blessed these prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in these ayah from Surah Maryam, that they are amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed from amongst the prophets, from the descendants, from the offspring of Adam, and from those who are carried on the safina, on the ark with Nuh, and from those who were the descendants of Ibrahim and Israel, and Israel is Ya'qub, and those who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has guided and Allah has chosen. Allah shows us in these ayat, in this ayah, that Allah has blessed these prophets and messengers of Allah from the descendants of Adam like Idris, and from those who were carried along with Nuh like his descendants, from his descendants Ibrahim, and from the descendants of Ibrahim Ismail and Ishaq, and from Israel or Yaqub, from his descendants like Musa and Zakariya and Yahya and Sulaiman and Dawood and Isa alayhim as-salam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Adam and the prophets and their descendants, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them and has chosen them and has guided them to guide humanity to the path of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fulfillment of La ilaha illallah in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when his prophets and his messengers, when they hear the ayat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that they fall in prostration while they're crying. And they have some narrations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best to its authenticity. But the meaning is a reminder to all of us. And this is the narration on Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he said, we recited this ayah and we prostrated. And I think all of us can attest or can bear witness to what Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, as we've just recited this ayah and we've just prostrated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Umar said radiallahu anhu, this was the prostration and the recitation of the ayah, but where is the crime? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that his prophets and his messengers alayhim as-salam, that when they recited, when they heard the recitation of the ayat of Ar-Rahman, that they prostrated and cried. This is because of their humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their humbleness in His sight, and their fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we benefit from this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided and has chosen from amongst His prophets and messengers, those that He has blessed, and it's upon us to believe in all of them. And not in some of them, but all of them, as the true believers are those that believe in all of the prophets and messengers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we benefit from this ayat, that when the ayat of Ar-Rahman are recited to us, those that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has explained to us, that we fall in prostration. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us to say when we were in prostration, as we see from this authentic hadith of Imam At-Tirmidhi, to say, سَجَدَ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. That Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us to say when we prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reciting these ayat, to say, my face has prostrated to the one who has created it and has given me hearing and sight by his power and his might. So blessed be Allah, the best of the makers. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, also in another narration collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi, teaches us to say when we prostrate to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra وَجْعَلْهَا عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرًا وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودٍ. And this authentic narration from Imam At-Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishes for us that we say this in our prostration to Allah from reciting these ayat. O Allah, by this prostration, write it down as a reward for me in your sight. And remove from me with this prostration one of my sins. And to store up this prostration with you as a reward for me in the hereafter. And accept this prostration from me like you accepted it from your servant, from your slave, Dawood alayhi salam. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us when we prostrate to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the recitation of certain ayah in the Quran, to make these dua. These are the dua that have been authentically reported on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and we recite them when we prostrate to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are some of the ayah of Surah Maryam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in taqwa, to increase us in wealth, to increase us in wives and children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, and to increase us in strength, and to give us victory, and to make us successful. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, increase us in iman and humility by the recitation of the Quran. Ameen.